Crossroads Theater in Terre Haute opens its season with Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing in a production directed by Indiana State University Professor Chris Burchild. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Chris is our guest. Chris, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, George.
Well, it's from Macbeth last year to now Much Ado About Nothing, quite a change. But once again, you're back in Shakespeare country.
You know, last year was such a great experience bringing the tragedy to the stage. I thought, well, why not try the opposite end and go towards one of Shakespeare's great comedies?
Indeed, and this one really does give you a romantic battle between sexes, twists, turns, menacing villains. Sounds like a lot of fun. What's the particular flavor of your production?
Well, when I was starting work on my concept for this piece, I really started to think about where I could take it in an interesting new direction. And I started to look at the world around us now and what other times in history reflected both the Shakespearean era from which the play came, and also reflects what we're going through now. And I started to focus in on the late 1930s, the post-Depression, pre-war era, in which there was that same kind of ominous feeling in the world around the play, but within the play itself, it was a feeling of kind of explosive energy and fun. And so what I focused in on was kind of that Gershwin musical slash Hollywood movie slash Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire era that really kind of is inherent within Much Ado About Nothing. But also, you know, we see it in today's world with everything that's going on around us. We still find these escapes that are really kind of fun and interesting.
It's interesting that you mention some of the great shows from the 30s, because one of the characteristics of some of those was the fast talkers, the clever people. And I think you've certainly got a pair of them for this show.
Oh, definitely. Benedict and Beatrice are two of the great talkers and wits of theater history. And when you start to get into this whole battle of wits and also romantic battle of wits, it sets the stage for great comedy and, as you said, all sorts of different elements, all the way from great villains to romantic elements, all the way up to just a whole lot of fun.
Now, you mentioned Astaire, you mentioned Ginger Rogers in the 30s. Will this be reflected in some of the music for the show?
It will. I've taken the original feeling that Shakespeare had when he wrote the piece. He oftentimes inserted fun, popular songs from his own era into the piece to appeal to audiences. Well, I'm doing the same, and I'm taking Rogers and Hart and Cole Porter, all of these different composers from the era, and I'm using their songs in place of a lot of Shakespeare's songs. So we have singing, we have dancing, and then, of course, the great language of the bard.
We've been talking with Chris Burchild, a professor at Indiana State University. He's the Associate Artistic Director for this summer's Crossroads Festival in Terre Haute. And he's the director of Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing. It opens on Friday, June 19th, plays Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday at 4, and then has additional performances on July 14th, 18th, and 24th. For WFIU Arts, I'm George Walker.